famous tour at the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, talking about the minig to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Most our minig is to fast the half day, Erev Rosh Hashanah. So he brings the minig in Ashkenaz as the fast, says for everybody to fast Erev Rosh Hashanah. And he says the smach for that is a medish of Tanchuma. Actually, the measure is by Sukkot. L'kachtam l'chem b'yem erishin. That's the 15th day of Tishrei. Again, we said the Medrash says, is it the first day? It's the 15th day of Tishrei. L'rishin l'cheshben avonis. It's the first day in the counting of the new Averis. First day of Sukkot. Why? He says, the marshal to a king. There's a Medina that owes tax to the king and they didn't pay. So he comes against it with a big army to collect it, and when he gets close, within 10 parsois, the great people in the city come out to meet him, and they say, "We don't have what to give you." So he forgives one third of the tax. When he gets closer, the average people in the city come out to meet him, so he forgives another third of the tax. When he gets closer, the entire population in the city goes out, and he forgives them everything. He says, the Melech is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the people in the city are Klal Yisrael, and they're full of Averis all year. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Gedolim fast, and Hashem forgives one third of the Averis. On Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the Beinonim fast, and he forgives the second third of the Averis. On Yom Kippur, everybody fasts, and he forgives it all. So Matzah Yom Kippur, they're Oisik and Mitzvah, Sukkah and Lulav, and they don't do any Averis till first day of Sukkah, they're too busy. Therefore, that's the first day of the Cheshbon Avonis. So that obviously needs a Hezbollah. I mean, they have no time. Why are you looking for being Oisik and Sukkah and looking for Lulav and Esrog? I've seen plenty of Averis done while people are looking for Lulav and Esrog. It's a different story. But in any case, what's fascinating for our purposes right now is, in the Medrash, what it says is dividing up Hashem's Meichel Aravonos in three stages. The first stage is Erev Rosh Hashanah. The next stage is Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The next stage is Yom Kippur. What's fascinating is that Erev Rosh Hashanah, there's a Mechila of a third of the Aravonos. The rest of Aseres, all of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and the first 9 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, including Rosh Hashanah, is another third, and Yom Kippur is a third, is the final third. So you know, the Erev Rosh Hashanah, there's a Mechilas Avonis as much as the entire Aseres Yemei Tshuva up to Yom Kippur, and as much as Yom Kippur itself. And Erev Rosh Hashanah is one third, Yom Kippur is one third, and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, including Rosh Hashanah, is one third. It sounds like to me there's more Mechilas Avonis on Erev Rosh Hashanah than there is on Rosh Hashanah itself. Rosh Hashanah is just part of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. If anything, you would think it's Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and Yom Kippur. No, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, including Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. So first of all, it's very possible to say, there's some Hashem Pshat, that as you go on, the first third is the easiest, the second third is the middle, and the final third is probably the hardest to be Meichel, even if you say that. But the fact that, in terms of Mechilas Havainas, Erev Rosh Hashanah is singled out, and Rosh Hashanah itself is not singled out, is unbelievable. Tonight is Erev Rosh Hashanah. Tonight and tomorrow is Erev Rosh Hashanah. So, based on this message, you see, we require Hachana not only for Rosh Hashanah itself, and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we require Hachana for Erev Rosh Hashanah. If Erev Rosh Hashanah is a day in which there's one third, there's as many, one just as much of the Avinus on Nimchalu, on Erev Rosh Hashanah as on Yom Kippur, and on Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and it means it's a day to really take seriously. That's why we fast. It's interesting, the Torah starts out Noigem Ashkenaz Lehesanais Kulam Be'erev Rosh Hashanah. Then in the Medrash he brings that the first group that go out are the Gedolei HaMedina. They're the ones that go out, and the first third is Nimshal. It's interesting, in the Medrash, which is a smach for this Minug, the Gedolei HaMedina are the ones that go out. Everybody doesn't go out till Yom Kippur, where everybody fasts. But yet he says the Minug in Ashkenaz was for everybody to fast. So I don't know what pattern that is. I guess by then it was enough for the Gedolim to fast, but else we all have to do it. And whatever the pshat in that is, But Erev Rosh Hashanah, that means, is a day of major avodah. So what's that kind of pshat? I mean, the positive pshat is, in Erev Rosh Hashanah, what's special about Erev Rosh Hashanah besides that it's the day before Rosh Hashanah? It's the last day of the year. What does that mean? So, for this purpose, I think what it means is that, you know, when you go through a whole year, so we have difficulties, we have nisyonos, we have taivos that we gained and we fell into and gave into, did a lot of things that last year, perhaps on Yom Kippur, we said that we would not do again or try not to do, or maybe new things came up, new nisyonos that we didn't always, we weren't always aimed in perfectly, and we go through a year again and we can come to approaching a new Rosh Hashanah with ready to be aimed b'din. And it's a very awesome thing. And when we're about to be Omer B'din, as we've spoken, that B'din of Rosh Hashanah is really who we are. As Maral says, you know, of evoking Akedas Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah, the Shofar, Ramesh Akedas Yitzchak, because Akedas Yitzchak is the Pintel Yid, it's the really the Mahus, the essence of every Yid is what we yarshen from Akedas Yitzchak. They need a Mesiris Nefesh, but Mesiris Nefesh doesn't only mean that we're willing to give up our lives if we're forced with that kind of choice. It means, the word Mesiris Nefesh does not mean sacrifice your life, doesn't mean to give up your life, doesn't mean to lose your life, it means to give over. Mesira is to give over. It doesn't mean, it's not to give up. Mesira is not a Maisa Hefka, right? Mesira is you give something over to someone else. The serious nefesh is I give myself over to the Rebbeinu Shlom. That's what the serious nefesh is. That's what the Akedas Yitzchak was. Akedas Yitzchak was not that Avraham Avinu was going to destroy Yitzchak. Bring him up as an oila. It was a halah. It was a raising up of what Yitzchak Avinu was. So the serious nefesh by Klal Yisrael is not to sacrifice, not to give up something in exchange for something else. We give ourselves over to the Rebbeinu Shlom. That's what the serious nefesh is. So on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we're really looking back and we're saying, who are we? I did whatever I did a whole year. Now, who am I really? Who am I? Who do I want to be? How do I identify myself? How do I look at myself and say, this is really what I consider myself? This is what I consider the ikar of who I am, and everything else is tofel. The Maral says the reason why it's Shaykh Tshuva altogether for a Yid is because Ein Adam Chayta Elam Kein Nichnas by Ruach Shtos, and we've spoken in the past that Chet comes from Ruach Shtos. Chet does not come from the Mahus, from the essence of who a Yid is. Who I am is I'm a Ben Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. I'm the spiritual descendant of Akedas Yitzchak. That's who we really are. So if we Hakol Halacha Chagmar is at the end of the year, we're ready to come into Rosh Hashanah, we have to take we have to reevaluate based on everything we've done the whole year. Like, who am I? Who do I want to be? Do I look back and I say, well, yeah, all those things that I did, that I guess that's who I am. That's who I'm holding. That's what I am. That's it. Or do we say, no, that's not what I am? The idea of saying that I'm a different person, I'm not the person who did that chet, as the Rambam brings, it's not just saying words. That's to say, I'm not the person who did that chet, it's because that chet came from a ruach shtos. That chet comes from chitzonius, things that are external to me. It doesn't come from who I am. The Maral says that's why it's shaykh tshuva, because in tshuva I separate what I did, which has not come from who I am be'etzem, I separate that from who I really am. That's how it's shaykh tshuva. So Rosh Hashanah, really Erev Rosh Hashanah, the avodah of Erev Rosh Hashanah is really to make an accounting of the whole year and to decide for myself who do I want to be and who I am. One thing for sure, I can't say I am who I don't want to be. I can't identify myself. I can't identify myself as the pure essence of what a Yid is if that's not who I want to be. If I want to be the person from whom my Averis come, if that's who I want to be, if that's why I identify myself, we can't ask the Rabbeinu Shlalom, Rabbeinu Shlalom, don't look at that. Look at the real me. If I don't consider that the real me, if I consider the real me, if I consider the real me, the external ruach shtos that takes me over, if that's how I identify myself, I have no right to ask Rabbeinu Shlalom to look at me differently than I look at myself. But if we, at the end of the year, make an accounting and say, you know what, that's not really who I want to be, number one, that's the first thing. It's not who I want to be. Who I want to be is I want to be an Eved Hashem. I want to be an Eved LeMelech. I want to be a Ben LeMelech. A Ben is also an Eved. That's who I want to be. That's why I identify myself. That's why, how I'm looking to identify myself. That's what I really want to be. And whatever else I'm doing, whatever else I've done, that's not coming from the real me. If that's how I look at myself, we can answer Baruch Shalom in Din or even in Rachamim to look at us and judge us the same way. So Erev Rosh Hashanah is really the day in which we're kaveya who we are. And the Din on Rosh Hashanah is based on who we are. Not on what we did in the past, but who we are. To the extent I have Shchuyis and Avonis, that they're part of me. They're, whatever I did is part of me to the extent that I identify myself based on that. So really it's what we decide who we are in Erev Rosh Hashanah. Again, that's not just words, it's a real avodah. It's what elders we still have. So we still have some time today leading up to Erev Rosh Hashanah to prepare for Erev Rosh Hashanah. It takes preparation too. We really have to think, who am I? Who do I want to be? What do I want my relationship to be with the Rebbeinu Shlomo? How do I want to be viewed on Rosh Hashanah? It's not enough just to say, I want you to look at my mitzvahs, don't look at my averus. That doesn't happen. I want you to look at who I really am. Yeah, that we could do. We could ask if that's how we really see ourselves. So we have to ask ourselves, how do we see ourselves? How do I look at myself? What do I want to be? I think that's the avodah of Erev Rosh Hashanah. So we fast Erev Rosh Hashanah. And if a person does that, then whatever shot is a third of the avodahs are nimchal, because you're really being kaveya that you're a different person than the person who did a lot of the things wrong. You're really being kaveya that it's a new relationship you're about to enter into. You're summing up what was, and it's really hakol halacha achar hagmar. So it's a tremendous opportunity to prepare for Rosh Hashanah is to prepare first for Erev Rosh Hashanah. So Erev Rosh Hashanah v'shteitach is a day that we should be involved in. Obviously, there's things to do to get ready for Yom Tov. That's all part of the Hachana for Erev Rosh Hashanah. For Yom Tov is also that for Rosh Hashanah. There's physical things to do, but there's not only physical things to do on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And it's the avodas hayom of Erev Rosh Hashanah, and it's the Hachana for Rosh Hashanah. But it's all really one leads into the other. So it's really very kedai. Everybody will feel a lot better. Whoever prepares himself now for the rest of today and on Erev Rosh Hashanah, whoever prepare yourself on Erev Rosh Hashanah, come into Rosh Hashanah. Even if we didn't do a perfect or a proper avodah the whole month of Elul, Elul is not over. Hakol halach achar agmar. The year is not over. Elul is not over. We have today and we have Erev Rosh Hashanah to really prepare ourselves to come into Rosh Hashanah. Not with a clean slate necessarily, that's Yom Kippur, but to come into Rosh Hashanah, really being able to say honestly that, now this is who I want to be, and I'm asking the Rebbeinu Shlomo, with Din, with Racham Badin, with Rachamim, with Chesed, however much I need, and we all need plenty. I'm asking him, with all of that, still, at least look at me, who I really am. If we can be conveyed, that we can really think about it ourselves on today and on Erev Rosh Hashanah. We can come into a whole different Rosh Hashanah. If you come in even with this final preparation, if you come into Rosh Hashanah with the final preparation of Erev Rosh Hashanah, to really get a feel that, you know, I really am the Bnei Ben Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. I really did Yarshin the Akedah. We can come into Rosh Hashanah like that, and Mirat Hashem it's a whole different Rosh Hashanah. We come with that, with just that hachon. It's not a small thing, but it's something that it's within everybody's power to do. Each of us in our own way, just sit and think by ourselves. Talk over with a chavra, but sit and think by ourselves. Just think over who we are, what we want to be, what we're about, and ask Rabbi Shlomo to help us give us the yad to the Shemayas. B'derech Shadim Rotzeh Leilech B'Malichim Esai. The way a person wants to go from Shemayim, he gets a lot of siyu, a lot of help to go that way. So that we have a haftocha. As long as we want, the Rebbeinu Shlalom leads us along the way. So, Mehtashem, we should all come in with the proper hachana for Hashanah, and we'll be zaycha b'dah.